The bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities by the United States marks a perilous turn in a region that is already reeling. The people of the region cannot endure another cycle of destruction. And yet, we now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of dire consequences should nations continue to stoke the flames of conflict. He spoke at an emergency Security Council meeting Sunday, urging restraint and reason.
We face a stark choice. One path leads to wider war, deeper human suffering, and serious damage to the international order. The other leads to de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue. We know which path is right, and I urge this Council and all Member States to act with reason, restraint, and urgency.
Others expressed fears tensions could expand fighting into a regional war, noting the Houthis in Yemen and some armed groups in Iraq have vowed to attack if the U.S. intervenes on behalf of Israeli strikes against Iran. But it did. Then Iran's parliament unanimously expressed support for measures to close the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping route the Houthis have already attacked. That's in protest of Israel's war in Gaza. Iran's ambassador to the UN, Amir Saeed Irvani, vowed restrained retaliation.
America has once more recklessly chosen to sacrifice its own security merely to safeguard Netanyahu. Once again, the world has witnessed the blatant corruption of the U.S. political system and its leaders. As an independent, peace-seeking nation, the Islamic Republic of Iran had repeatedly warned the warmongering U.S. regime to refrain from stumbling into this quagmire, even though Iran reserves its full and legitimate right under international law to defend itself against this blatant U.S. aggression and its Israeli proxy.
Iran carried through with its threat, bombing a U.S. military base in Qatar today. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Dorothy Shea gave a forewarning to how the Trump administration would respond to any such attack before the Security Council, indicating continued U.S. aggression.
Any Iranian attack, direct or indirect, against Americans or American bases will be met with devastating retaliation.
While diplomatic tensions rise, the head of the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency, Rafael Grossi, is urging diplomacy and a return to nuclear inspections and negotiations, noting inspectors are in Iran ready to pursue peace.
We must return to the negotiating table. And for that, allow IAEA inspectors, the guardians on our behalf of the NPT, to go back to Iran's nuclear sites and account for the stockpiles of uranium, including, most importantly, the 400 kilograms enriched to 60%.
After the Security Council meeting, Iran's ambassador to the UN in Vienna, Reza Najafi, said the strikes by the U.S. and Israel have damaged the UN's non-proliferation treaty on nuclear weapons.
This marks a profound collapse of the principles that once defined Western civilization, an alarming celebration of blatant barbarism and unlawful aggression. These unlawful attacks may have far-reaching and devastating environmental consequences, posing serious risk of radioactive, chemical, and radiological contamination, not only for Iran, but for the entire region. Furthermore, the physical security and containment of the nuclear materials, including enriched uranium, have been severely compromised.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.